For 3 summers, I worked in the South Alabama tomato fields. While I'm a D.C. metro area native, my father's side of the family were, and are, wiregrass people. I was 13 when my family moved from Northern Virginia to Geneva County, Alabama. That and the next 2 summers saw me staking, tying, and picking tomatoes. I worked with a crew of cousins and other mostly middle-class teenagers. We were good and we worked hard in the sweltering sun. We saw the Mexican crews, too, and they worked circles around us. They didn't work harder than we did. They worked better than we did. This was their life, not a part-time lark for pocket money and to get in shape for when August two-a-day football practices came around. Their speed and skill at tying and picking tomatoes was something to behold. Those Mexicans, many of them, were our friends, too. We weren't close friends, and the work crews didn't intermingle. We'd have only slowed them down. But the feelings were good and amiable. No one that I know of in that part of Alabama at that time cared one whit about this or that person's documentation. The farmers just cared about hard and skilled work. While many of the children and grandchildren of those workers went on to live lives away from the fields, enough of their brothers and sisters and their children remained in the trade and continue assisting Alabama farmers season after season. For the Mexicans who work in the fields are raised working in the fields. The work's not easy, but they who've been raised in that life can do it with an apparent effortlessness. Think of the difference between watching an Olympic swimmer seeming to glide through the water and a child dog paddling with happy determination to the safety of the edge of the pool, and his relief when he gets to that edge. There you go. So now there's a gap, a mismatch, between jobs that need to be filled and unemployed Alabamians who cannot suddenly fill the shoes of skilled and experienced workers from other countries. I wonder how many of our unemployed want to take the time to learn even the basics of work in the tomato fields, in roofing, chicken processing, or masonry. However you slice it, it looks to me like HB 56 brought more headaches to Alabama than relief for any problem, whether real, imagined, or ginned up.